Welcome back from the bye weekend,
and welcome to Beat Dallas Week.
It's the start of the stretch run for the 8-1 best record in the NFL Eagles as they get ready to play the Cowboys in prime time on Sunday night in Arlington, Texas. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Eagles Live Podcast. I'm Eagles insider Dave Spadaro, and this is one of the key moments of the season for Doug Peterson's team. Riding a 7-game winning streak and with a 3-game lead in the NFC East, the Eagles are rolling. Can they get right back into gear after the week off? Well, they've got some help coming, so the level of optimism and expectation is extremely high at One NovaCare Way. The Eagles expect cornerback Ronald Darby, out since the gruesome Week 1 ankle injury at Washington, to return to the lineup on the left side of the defense. We'll hear from Darby a bit later in the show. If he can return to the lineup at full speed, the Eagles will have their most athletic, playmaking cornerback on the roster back in the defense. And that's exciting. Also, the Eagles added linebacker Danelle Ellerby and offensive tackle Will Beatty this week to the roster, bringing on board two veterans who can help for the remainder of the season, however long it goes. And both players, by the way, have won Super Bowls, so that always helps in a locker room late in the year. And the other piece of news from the bye week is the contract extension signed by defensive tackle Tim Jernigan. A very happy man. We'll hear from him also later in the show. And get this, the Eagles, it's very safe to say, are loaded for years to come at the line of scrimmage on both sides of the ball with their starters signed through at least 2018. But the focus this week is on Dallas, a team that is coming off an embarrassing loss at Atlanta and is now 5-4 and clinging to its playoff fortunes. The Cowboys offense won't have running back Ezekiel Elliott, serving the second of his 6-game suspension, and they may be without left tackle Tyron Smith, who is battling groin and back injuries. Eagles defensive coordinator Jim Schwartz is acutely aware of the injury picture.
Certainly not worse to play them without those guys. They run the same runs, you know, and you have to defend the runs the same way, but Elliott's a strong back that has great vision. He's good in the pass game as well as the run game, and he's a key part of their offense. They can plug the other guys in, but, you know, and I speak for ourselves on defense, there's nothing like having your starters in there. I'm referring to Darby. Other guys can fill in, you can accomplish this game, but it's nothing like having the guys that you want out there. And, you know, Tyron Smith gives them the ability to do so much with their pass protection and have a guy that doesn't require any help, that doesn't require chips. There's a lot of little nuances that play within their offensive line that he allows them to play because he can lock a guy down, and he's an outstanding player. So obviously it changes when he's not in there. It affects their run blocking. It also affects their play action, affects their drop back. It affects their empty packages. You know, it filters through all that stuff. So we'll be ready for him if he does get back. We'll have a plan and be ready if he doesn't.
The Dallas defense will miss middle linebacker Sean Lee, a star of a player when he's been able to stay on the field, which has not been very much in his injury-plagued NFL career. The Eagles, of course, have a ton of respect for Lee. Here is offensive coordinator Frank Reich on Sean Lee.
He's an amazing player. I mean, his instincts, his knack to get to the football is second to none. You watch him on tape, and he is impressive, impressive football player. So, you know, it's a big loss for them. There's no question. But this is the NFL. We've lost some good players as well, and I'm sure they got the same mentality that we have. You know, next man up, and he's their leader and all that stuff. They're quarterback on defense, but I'm sure they got that next man up. But what a great player he is.
Dallas's defensive strength is its front four, which is aggressive and has been able to get up the field. DeMarcus Lawrence leads the NFL with 11.5 quarterback sacks, so he and his linemates present a challenge for the Eagles' offensive line. It's a line that has performed very well this season and has overcome the loss of all-pro left tackle Jason Peters. I had a chance to go one-on-one with offensive line coach Jeff Stoutland, and we went position by position among the starters, starting with right tackle Lane Johnson, who Stoutland just can't say enough about. Here is offensive line coach Jeff Stoutland.
Outstanding play. Different player in all areas. Just his focus, his attention to detail. Even in meetings, he's been unbelievable. He's at a different level right now, in my opinion.
He's been talking like that he really wants to show that he can be the best right tackle in the game of football. Has it been that dramatic a jump?
Yes. He's on a mission, and he's his biggest critic. I mean, he demands of himself. I don't really have to get on him at all. You know, some players, you need to get on him and fire him up a little bit or whatever. Lane, it's just fundamentally, if you see something, nip it in the bud right away, because he'll do exactly what you tell him to do. Right now, he's at that point where you just say, Lane, this, that, or the other thing, and he has it. He fixes it and he's back to normal.
Wonderful to watch. And then his partner on the right side, Brandon Brooks, is the one who's not getting a lot of attention, but certainly seems to be playing great football.
He's gotten my attention. Brandon is a totally different player as well. I think the two of those guys have made the most, you know, improvement. Heck, I think they all have, to be honest with you, because Kelsey's in the same deal. But, you know, people don't realize how powerful he is, but you watch him run downfield, and I mean, he's just a really athletic guy.
You know, Jason Kelsey, I remember talking to you in the spring and the summer, and Jason got a lot of heat from the outside. And you've always said that is not merited. That is not fair. Jason does a lot for us. He's the quarterback of that offensive line. I put a lot of responsibility on him. So tell me about Jason Kelsey in 2017.
Having a great year. Mm-hmm. To me, he's way more focused. He's disciplined in regards to the technique that he and I talk about is exceptional. Sometimes you make this game more difficult than it really has to be. And he's got a great mind. He's got a great football mind. And I think when you're that intelligent, sometimes you can overthink some things. I'm glad he has a great mind because we need him to do certain things for us in protections and in run game and all that stuff. But I think right now he's just doing his job and he's not trying to overdo anything else. And half of that is, like I said, we've asked him to do a lot for us and he still does a lot for us, but we're not asking to be Superman. We just want him to do his job.
How's he done handling those big, massive?
Good. A lot better. Yeah. Much better.
Is that a technique thing?
Yes, it is.
Okay. Wisniewski, every year you look up, he seems to be starting. Like, I look at his career, you know how Darren Sproles is the Swiss Army knife? I look at Wisniewski, I say, that guy, every time I look up, he's on the field playing football. Good player. That, again, people outside really don't talk about.
The thing about Wiz, and I tell him this all the time to his face, I say, you know, you have this unbelievable ability to find your way up to the next level. Mm-hmm. Somehow he steps through trash, gets around this guy, mm-hmm. and ends up right on the guy he's supposed to block. Mm-hmm. Whereas maybe another guy runs full speed and he trips and falls and then he doesn't get there, the other guy makes the tackle.
Is that up here in his brain, his mind?
He's been involved in a lot of games, like you said. When you're in the game, not practice, not that practice isn't important, it's very important, but the speed of the actual game is so fast, you can't replicate it. Mm-hmm. He's been in those games. He understands. His body has been in those situations, so he's familiar with it. And his balance factor to me, not only, you know, like you talk about, he's here, so we know it, but his balance and body control is really good. And so with all of that wrapped up in one, you have a very productive football player. So when you're evaluating him against whoever, if you just took like a pencil and you put down plus, negative, plus, you're gonna have a lot of pluses on your sheet for Wiz because he always gets on the guy he's supposed to block and he makes the block.
Left tackle, Jason Peters goes out. I know what a deep emotional blow that was to everybody here, how much everybody loves him. You got to recover really quickly and get a young kid ready to go into left tackle who had never played left tackle in a regular season game in the NFL, right? So how tough was it? How much credit do you give Big Z for stepping in there and doing the job?
I give him a lot of credit. You know, we push the players even during OTAs. I know these situations happen. They happen every year. And whoever you are, and I make the players very aware of this, whoever you are, wherever you are, when a situation comes up, it's your job to be prepared and ready to go. And so you're going to act that way in practice. You're going to act that way in OTAs. You're going to act that way in meetings. When I go through my question and answer period, you're going to know your stuff inside and out. So you're going to be ready to go at any moment. And I think V did a great job with that.
The Eagles just want to pick up where they left off, scoring 51 points in that win 2 weeks ago over Denver. Center Jason Kelsey talks about the Eagles-Cowboys rivalry and starting strong on Sunday night.
Jason, you know about this rivalry as well as anybody in the locker room. Do the new guys automatically kind of get into the rivalry, or is it just another game, do you think?
For new guys, I think that they probably feel it from veterans and feel it from the coaches and just the overall atmosphere. You know, anytime you're playing a rival or in-division game as important as this one, you know, the whole week kind of gets a little bit amplified. You know, you've played each other a lot, so you tend to develop this emotional connection to these opponents and things like that. So I think that they definitely feel it from other players and other people who have been in it for a while.
It's been such an interesting place to play down there. Eagles have had a lot of success down there. Why do you think that is?
I don't know. You know, we've just, for whatever reason, had some success down there. But, you know, I don't think that you can really look on the past. You know, you still got to prepare for this year's game, you know, take it at its own now, right?
What is the key to coming back from the bye and picking up where you left off?
I think it starts in practice this week. I think we have to get out there. We were in shoulder pads today, able to, you know, fully fit up blocks, fully fit up some of the running things, go full speed, and kind of work out the kinks of a week off. You really just got to amp up the practices and make sure that you work out all the things and get back into playing shape.
How would you describe the locker room and the mood of the locker room?
locker room?
I mean, obviously everybody feels great right now. You know, we've had a lot of success, but I think the overall mood is that, you know, we just got to keep going. We got to keep getting better. You know, I think that obviously this Dallas team has been very good this year, and you know, we got our work cut out for us this week, and we're looking forward to it.
What's Dallas's defense look like?
They've been like this for a few years. The defensive coordinator that's been there hasn't played extremely hard. They play well. They move the front around. They're not just going to line up in one area. They're going to move on you. Not a huge blitz, but they will blitz, and they do a good job of trying to keep you off on what they're doing. And I think that allows their players to play fast, allows them to play physical, and they play really well together. That's for sure.
Thanks, Jay.
Yep.
I'm head coach Doug Peterson.
Touchdown, Eagles!
You're listening to the Eagles Live podcast with Dave Spadaro.
Defensively, the focus is on stopping second-year quarterback Dak Prescott, who has to basically carry the Dallas offense. Schwartz has a world of respect for Prescott.
I've been around the NFL for a pretty long time now. I don't know if I've ever seen a better thrower on the run than Dak Prescott. He can throw scrambling to his left. He can throw scrambling to his right. There's not many quarterbacks that can do that. He can threaten the whole field on the run. He doesn't have to reset the throw, and he's very accurate on the run. There's a lot of mobile quarterbacks. There's a lot of guys that can throw from the pocket. He can do both of those. There's a lot of guys that can run read option. He can do that. But I think what really makes him stand out is that he can throw on the run. He's accurate throwing on the run. And for a young player, he makes very few mistakes. That's impressed me also.
Safety Malcolm Jenkins knows all about this rivalry, and he knows Dallas is a dangerous team no matter who is on the field. Here is Jenkins and his perspective on Sunday's clash.
Malcolm, what does Eagles-Cowboys mean to you?
It usually means there's a fight coming up. We're always trying to be on the winning end of that one.
Do you think everybody understands what it means? Do fans make more of a big deal than players, Eagles-Cowboys? Because you know it means everything to the fans.
Yeah, we feel it just like they do. I think the new guys, when you first come to the team, you hear about it, you know, the city gets involved with it. But you don't feel it until you actually get in the game. It's a different tempo. And usually, you know, coaches are showing highlights before the game, all the old games. And you see kind of the physicality, the passion. That permeates, you know, through the city, into this building, and into the players.
What do you see when you look at Dallas on film?
They obviously, they're missing their star running back. They're a little banged up on the offensive line, but they're still playing hard. You know, when they want to, they can still line up, you know, and move people off the ball. They've got a quarterback that's mobile, can make plays down the field. They're trying to get Dez Bryant the ball, who's still, you know, a receiver that can be productive. Cole Beasley is a guy that can move the sticks, as well as Jason Witten. So they still got as much as they need. Defensively, they've been playing well. They got a squad that competes and makes plays. So it's still that Dallas team that is physical and, you know, will come to fight, the world coach. So we got to get ready, you know, to have our A game.
Finally, the Eagles go out and sign two veterans this week. Now, a lot of teams can just sit on the roster right at this point. 8-1, everything's going great. What does it say to you that the Eagles, you know, got a middle linebacker with experience, got an offensive tackle with experience?
Well, I think the biggest thing, you know, is that we're constantly, as players, finding areas of our game that we can improve. And I think our front office is doing the same thing. You know, anywhere they feel like we can get better, they're addressing that, especially when you talk about the long haul of the season. If you're thin at a certain area that you know is going to be very, very important, like we are at linebacker and offensive line, you're going to need some guys that you can plug in, and usually that comes from veteran experience. You know, I don't know what the contribution will look like, but if we're ever in a jam, I think those are good moves.
Now for Darby, who is back and ready to go after a very long 8 weeks off. He's a talented player who is eager to get back on the field.
Ronald, I guess first, what was it like for those 8 weeks for you, just from a mental standpoint?
It was hard, you know, being hurt. You know, that was the first time I ever been hurt that long and set out that long in a football season since I started playing, so it was a little difficult.
You said that at the time you were just glad that you were going to have a chance to come back. So now that you have a chance to come back and it's here, what's your mentality?
Just work every day, get back on the pace with them boys and just go out there and work hard.
How do you think you're going to feel 20 minutes before kickoff on Sunday night?
Of course, nervous, you know, but I'm just going to use that as juice almost. Just play fast.
How about those new guys? Offensive lineman Will Beatty won a Super Bowl with the Giants in 2011, and he started 63 career games, 58 of them at left tackle. He is here, and he is ready to do whatever the Eagles ask of him.
Will, what was it like not playing all year for a guy who's played forever?
Felt like the longest bye week ever.
I knew that the opportunity was going to come around. That was my mentality. And I just knew that if I wasn't ready, it would be my fault. There was no one I could blame for what happened to me. I was keeping that mentality week after week. It was a long bye week, but it's over now. I'm back out there on the field in pads, and this organization where I'm at, I'm loving every moment of it.
So for fans who don't understand how it works, how does it work? How do you get ready? How quickly do you get ready? And what do you think you bring to the Eagles?
how do you get ready? You try to not lose the edge. What we're doing out there on the field, you can't practice that on your own. Staying in the weight room, trying to make sure I'm still in shape, making sure that I'm rehabbing and all of my past injuries, making sure they're not a present concern. So a lot of people say, okay, you have a history. Everyone has history, but it's what do you do with the present and how do you move forward in the future? So,
is the technique familiar with what Stout's coaching?
Hit the guy in front of you. Don't let him touch your QB. Yes.
Exciting to join an 8-1 team, I imagine.
I mean, I'm excited to be here, NFC East team, being with the Eagles. Coming here, knowing this team from having the stadium for many years. And it was like being out there on the field today, I felt like I was home. And I know it's my first day here, but the way the guys welcomed me into the locker room, the way the O-line accepted me, and just being here and, okay, what can I do? They're an 8-1 team. They were doing good without me in here. And they took a chance on me. And I want to show them that it wasn't a chance. Like, I want to prove them that I'm appreciative of that chance and I'm going to give them everything and more.
Thank you very much.
No problem. Thank you.
Ellerbe is a 9-year NFL professional, and he's been a Super Bowl winner with Baltimore, a thumper at linebacker. Ellerbe could factor into the defensive equation sooner rather than later. He has to learn the defense and get into football shape, of course, but he has the physical dimensions and the resume to contribute down the stretch. Here is Danelle Ellerbe one-on-one.
What's it like walking into an 8-1 locker room?
It's great. I mean, everyone's happy. I mean, we're winning, so I'm just here to help.
So how will you help?
However I'm asked to help. I really don't have a role right now. I'm learning on the fly, so I mean, I'm just here trying to soak it up as quick as possible and be able to help whenever I'm needed.
You've gone to a couple of different defenses. How tough is it to learn a defense with 7 games left in the regular season?
That's extremely tough, but I mean, it's only so many ways you can run cover 3 or cover 4, stuff like that, man. It's just the terminology, because I've been in 4 different places and all the teams have the same terminology, but for this team it might mean something and for this team it might mean the total opposite. So it's kind of like I got to think backwards, so I think the opposite when we make the call. So that's the only thing.
Sounds like you're back in school.
Oh yeah, it's just repetition though.
How's it feel being back on the field, being in a uniform, getting used to the tempo of the NFL life?
I feel great. I haven't been away that long. I mean, I played last year in OTAs. I just missed training camp. So I mean, it's just getting my legs back under me and getting my eyes sharp, putting my eyes where they need to be and just running.
Did it seem like it was a long time away from the game as it was happening?
The longest I've ever been in life since I played. So, yeah. I mean, it's just something I'm just happy to be back and I'm just looking forward to building on this opportunity.
Thanks very much.
All right.
Join the inaugural Eagles Autism Challenge, a cycling run-walk event to fund autism research. It's a day for the entire region to become a team, have fun, and together advance autism research. For more info, visit EaglesAutismChallenge.org. Radio analyst Mike Quick is ready to have a great broadcast on Sunday with Merrill Reese, who we'll hear from in the Merrill Minute ahead. And Quick understands where the Eagles were before the bye week and where they need to be very early in the game at Dallas. Here is our press pass with Mike Quick.
Mike, back from the bye, what is the biggest challenge for the Eagles this week?
I think it's, quite honestly, just to get back in rhythm. You know, this team had such a rhythm throughout the last 5 or 6 games. I think that is the challenge. I know the coaches have spent a lot of time looking over what they did in the early part of the season, so they've self-scouted. They'll make some adjustments. But just getting back into that rhythm, getting that energy back up, I think that's going to be the key thing.
Is that difficult to do?
I don't think it's difficult. You just have to do it. You know, there are enough veteran guys around here that they're going to push the younger guys. And to me, it's really up to the coaching staff and to the veterans to make sure that create that energy. They recreate what they had going before the bye.
A couple of moves the Eagles made during the bye week. One, extending Tim Jernigan. Yeah. 2, adding Danelle Ellerbe at linebacker. What does that mean for the team first, Jernigan?
I think it just really helps Timmy Jernigan to realize that this team wants him around for a long time, and he's comfortable now. He didn't have to worry about contract. He's getting paid a lot of money now. Just go out and let loose. And I think Fletcher was happy with the move because Fletcher knows that that guy playing next to him is going to take some of the pressure off of him. So the two of them working together for a long time around here, that's going to be a problem for it. Any offensive line. And Fletcher realizes how important it is to have a guy that talented getting up the field on the other side of him, because it's going to free him up a little bit. If you look at the first part of the season, he's gotten a lot of one-on-one situations, Fletcher has, and he's been able to win. And I think a lot of that is due to the scheme and due to the fact that Tim Jernigan is on the other side.
And how about Ellerbe adding depth to the linebacker position?
Big, big plus in my mind. If you look at the linebacker room, and especially in the middle, they needed a guy that could hold down the middle. Danelle Ellerbe tested. He's won a Super Bowl with the Ravens. You know, he's played in New Orleans, Miami. The guy's been around. If he's healthy, that's a great addition because he brings a lot to the party. You look at the last half of this season where you're going to get into teams that really will run the ball and run the ball effectively, you need a linebacker in the middle. You're going to have a lot of teams playing base. And when they're playing base, when they've got two tight ends on the field or even one tight end on the field, they're going to run the ball. You're going to have your base personnel defensively on the field. And if you don't have a good linebacker that's a good run stopper, you're going to have problems and teams are going to do that. They're going to try and affect wherever your weaknesses are. And for the Eagles, that's an area where they needed to shore up.
Ronald Darby back in the lineup after 8 weeks here. We are expecting him to come back here and be a contributor. How much will he help down the stretch?
I think he certainly helps after he's back into playing shape because he is the most talented of the cornerbacks. What he adds to that room, it's different than what anyone else has. So having him in the lineup and gradually getting back into playing shape, I think it's going to be a big plus for December and hopefully into January. Deep into January.
How about February?
And February.
Mike, it's Dallas on Sunday night. The Cowboys struggling at 5-4, but still a dangerous football team with a lot of talent.
They've got a lot of talent, Dave, on both sides of the ball. With Dak Prescott, there's still a lot that he's able to do. If they're smart enough to start to incorporate him as a runner a little bit more because they're going to need that, I think they're a better team. They're a more effective team. They've still got Witten. They've still got Dez Bryant on the outside, Terrence Williams. You know, this is a team that has some talent. And Cole Beasley is one of the biggest threats on third downs to keep the chains moving. So I don't take them lightly. That's still a talented football team. The Eagles have to come to play.
Man, it seems like forever since the Eagles had a game, doesn't it?
It has been a long time. So I'm excited to get back in the saddle and watch how this thing is going to unfold.
Thanks, Mike.
You got it.
Extending Jernigan sets up an exciting future for the defense with every starter signed through at least next season. The short-term prospects are great. The long-term prospects, Jernigan believes, are even better. Here is a very happy Tim Jernigan.
Tim, your thoughts on the new contract and what it means to you?
It means a lot, man. I'm just glad the organization showed me that they believe in me, they trust in me. So my plan is just to prove them right, man. That's the biggest thing on my mind.
Does it take away just the gnawing in the back of your mind about the business side of things in your career?
Well, most definitely. It's kind of one of them things, man. When you're winning every game, you're having a great season, I would have really felt bad having to leave. You know what I mean? I'm just glad they put the faith in me. At the end of the day, man, you know, that's what you grind for. It didn't really surprise me or anything like that, you know, because I have put so much work in. I'm just happy it's done. I don't have to think about it. All I got to do is play football now. You know what I mean?
This group is together. Everybody's got a contract. What can you accomplish up front, do you think, as a group?
Man, the best is yet to come. You know what I mean? You got to think. We're in a new scheme. Those guys, they only played 2 years in the scheme. This me and Derek Barnett's first year in the scheme. That's 2 years of expense. You know what I mean? Like, wait till we get 3 and 4 years into this thing. Like, it's going to be scary. I promise you, man.
You are new to the Dallas Eagles rivalry. Have you gotten a sense of what this rivalry means?
I'm starting to. You know, as the day go on, I kind of see, you know, what this thing all about. It's going to be an interesting game, man.
Was this the hope back in March that the trade would not be a one-year deal?
No doubt. No doubt. I pray and I hope and I'm going to put in the work, you know, to assure that I'm here until I retire. You know what I mean? I don't want to go nowhere.
Thanks, Timmy.
All right.
Finally, in our Merrill Minute, the voice of the Eagles talks about the Eagles-Cowboys rivalry and offers a prediction for Sunday night. Well, almost. Here is our Merrill Minute with Merrill Reese.
The Eagles are in the Super Bowl! The Eagles are in!
Groundhog Day! It's Groundhog Day! They did it again!
They're going to the end zone! I don't believe it!
This game should be in a museum.
Eagles-Dallas game. There are so many memories, so many indelible memories. This is a big game. Every single game is a big game, but the truth of the matter is, this is bigger for Dallas than it is for the Eagles. Now, if the Eagles win this game, they pretty much clinch the NFC East. Pretty much, not mathematically, but we should have the feeling that it's pretty much theirs. Dallas, on the other hand, is fighting for their playoff lives. They're 5-4 at this point. If the Eagles beat them Sunday night, the Cowboys are pretty much out of the division race and just hoping for a wild card spot. The atmosphere at AT&T Stadium will be electric. It always is. The Eagles should have beaten them early in Doug Peterson's tenure last year. They let that one slip away. They are focused. They are ready to go down there. They will let the hype play itself out. They themselves will not get involved in the hype. And I look forward to a very solid Eagles performance.
And that will do it for this Eagles Live podcast. I'm Eagles Insider Dave Spadaro. Thanks to Brian Thomas and Richard Chu for putting it all together. Thanks to you for joining in. And make sure you're with us after the game on Sunday night from AT&T Stadium, our instant reaction podcast after the Eagles play the Cowboys for the first of two times this season. Well, it's a big one for the Eagles on the road as they get back after the bye week and set up the stretch run. A win virtually sews up the NFC East and puts the Eagles in prime position for a high seed in the NFC playoffs. We'll see how they do on Sunday at a stadium where they have historically played very well. Big win for the Eagles. Thanks for joining in, everyone. I'm Eagles Insider Dave Spadaro saying thanks so much. Fly, Eagles, fly, and have yourselves a great Eagles day.